The water's nice and warm. Let's stick a hand in it and see if...
Don't even think about it.
Hey, hi. When did you guys get here?
Just now. Why are you so tired?
I haven't gotten any sleep in 3 days. Aunt Stephanie is in town.
Uh-oh. The snoring machine.
It's unbelievable. The sound comes right through the wall. It's like a lawnmower in my head.
There's a cure for that.
There is?
Sure. Stick cotton in her nose. It'll stop her from snoring. Or make her head explode.
Well, at least I got a story out of it.
You have a story about a snoring aunt?
No, fool, about house guests. It's fun having visitors. But when you invite someone over, you better make sure you know what you're getting into. Because even a cool visitor can overstay their welcome. But there's another kind of guest. The kind that comes by surprise. The kind that comes uninvited and totally unexpected. That's the worst kind. And in my story, there's a guest who won't leave until it gets what it wants. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society, I call this story The Tale of the Unexpected Visitor.
Riff.
No, play it like this.
That's cool. If you're writing elevator tunes.
Perch, you gotta hear the music.
No, man. You gotta feel the music.
How do you feel music with no beat?
Jeff and Perch were best friends who decided to form a band and write music. Only problem was, they had different ideas about what good music was.
Just because you got a guitar. Showtime.
Where's your little brother, dude?
Upstairs in his room playing a video game. I hope.
This is awesome. Your dad must be some kind of genius.
Yeah, right. He's a research egghead. But don't call me Sherman. I hate it.
What kind of research?
Stuff with satellites. He doesn't talk about it much. It's all top secret.
Top secret? Unpuking believable.
Well, believe it. Because tonight, it's gonna get us this.
World War IV! Battle of the Century!
And we're pulling it down for free. Yeah! Okay, we're online. Now all I gotta do is jump a couple security gates and uplink to the satellite. Man, my father could access any satellite in the sky. He could probably dial up the space shuttle.
Yo, Sherman, what's the Peabody Project?
Don't! My father will kill us if he finds out we're doing this.
Chill. I was just looking at it. What is it?
It's Dad's big project. Something about deep space communication.
Deep space? You mean like we could dial up Captain Kirk?
Oh, man, if he snitches, we're dead. Don't touch anything.
You're not supposed to be down there.
You're not gonna tell Mom and Dad, are you?
You know, I'm kind of feeling like a banana split.
Great. Blackmailed by a 9-year-old. And I guess you want some too, Montana?
To engage, type Peabody.
Where's the chocolate sauce?
Enter coordinates? What coordinates? Once coordinates selected, input message. Message? Okay. I got a message for you. Absolutely. Message received. Yeah, right.
You're not gonna tell Mom and Dad about perching me in the basement, are you?
Not if you put some cherries on it.
Okay. How do I turn this bad boy off? Incoming message.
I don't know. Finish your sonnet.
What did you do? I told you not to touch anything. I made a call, man. Across the universe. And somebody answered back.
I told you not to touch anything.
I didn't think it would work. You think, like, I had a close encounter?
No. It was probably just a echo off an asteroid or something. Oh, man, my parents. Put this away. I'll power down.
Guys, we're home.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Sure. Why not? Promise.
Absolutely.
Except you did the one thing we asked you never to do.
Sorry. I know we shouldn't have done it, but...
Mom.
If you give him ice cream before bed, he'll never get to sleep.
Oh, right. Right, ice cream. Yeah. That was kind of a bad move.
Come on, sweetie. Let's get you cleaned up.
Life on the edge. Cool.
Write a love song. You can't miss with a love song.
You've never been in love, Sherman. It's not real if you gotta make it up.
So what do you want to write about?
I don't know. Life on the road, being free, going where the highway leads you.
I've never been out of this town.
Hey, I'm going to my aunt's for Thanksgiving.
Oh, what a rebel.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Perch. Where are you going?
Your father forgot to tell me he had a banquet tonight. I'm already late. Dinner's ready. Just have to nuke it. Make sure Bobby eats. Oh, and I can't seem to find Montana. Probably got sprayed by a skunk again. See if you can find him, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Bye.
Be good.
No wonder you can't write music, Sherman. Your life is, like, boring.
A love song.
Go find him.
You're gonna stay right here and play t-ball. Perch and I'll go find Montana.
How come?
Because if he comes back and no one's here, he might leave again, right?
Oh, okay.
Come on.
Why can't I stay and play t-ball?
Montana! Montana!
Our problem is, Sherman.
Yeah. We can't write music because our lives are so dull.
Exactly. I ate spaghetti 3 nights in a row. I slept at study hall today. Da, da, da.
My mom made me breakfast. I ate and went to school.
We're lost, Sherman. Lost in a dweeb-like comfort zone wasteland.
Montana!
Yes!
This is Montana's.
Are you sure? It's not all slobbery.
Jeff? Perch?
This long. I hope nothing. What was that?
Better not be that skunk.
Montana?
Montana?
Who's there?
Who's there?
That's not funny, man.
That's not funny, man.
Whoa, Sherman. You got some serious spiders here.
What is that?
I don't want to be a bummer, but that sounded like the music from last night. Like, from outer space. But nobody's home. Guess it's a doorbell. Maybe it was, like vaporized.
Puppy! Where is he?
Maybe he's inside.
Dad's home. Dad, there's this thing out in the woods. He never leaves this on. What's that?
It's the Peabody thing.
That's us.
And that's where I sent the messages. It's clear across the galaxy, man.
5 messages received?
What's that mean?
They're messages stored in memory. Those dots show where each one came from.
They're getting closer.
The last one came from Earth.
Whatever it is, it's here.
You find Bobby. I'll call Dad on the cellular.
Bobby! Yo, you in here? Bobmeister, you in here? Come on, Bobby. Don't fool around.
Come on. Answer.
This isn't a game, Bobby. Come on out.
Are you okay?
The air is bad in here, man. You gotta get us out.
Cover up.
It's music, Jeff.
What?
They do everything in tones. If you play D sharp, the tubes will open.
D sharp? Okay, you got it. Hang on.
Hurry. Watch out for those webs.
The other one just landed.
Stop!
Nobody move.
This doesn't look good.
Stay still. Don't touch anything.
Here it comes again!
Get away from us! Leave us alone! What happened?
Parlez-vous français? Parlez-vous? Venez de España? Your language is English.
Yeah. What do you want?
I came to take my child home. He came to your planet when he heard your message.
That's our song.
In our language, that means we're toys. He came to play with toys.
He's a kid?
Yes.
Who knew?
That means I've come to play.
We are not toys, lady. We are people.
I am sorry. We will leave you now. Please don't think badly of my son. He only came to play.
You guys okay?
Let me check if my molecules are, like, simpatico.
You okay?
Yeah, I think so.
You're a hero, Sherman.
Look!
You thinking what I'm thinking?
What are we waiting for?
The guys didn't get in trouble because Jeff's dad was so happy the Peabody Project actually worked. As for their songwriting, Jeff and Perch finally found something interesting to write about. And they played their song for the first time to a very special audience.
You ready?
Let's rock!
The end.
Good one, Keith. Good story. Good one. I declare this meeting of the Midnight Society closed.
Hey, Sam. Can I sleep over tonight?
I'm sorry. My parents are painting. The place is a mess.
Hey, Bet.
Sorry. My cousin's already sleeping over.
Oh, come on, Gare. I gotta get some sleep.
My dad snores worse than your aunt. Guaranteed.
Yeah, he keeps me up, too.